Hey, I just want to say, as we begin this grand adventure, you're welcome in advance.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano.
Let's be honest, the bar is not real high right now.
Right.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
It sounds really cool.
No, it's not cool.
Can you bring a picture up?
Are you kidding me?
All foreigners love Chicago teams.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
A lot of booze, parties, women showing you the goods for beads. It doesn't get any better than that.
Smooth. Very, very smooth stuff. Very classy. I'm learning a lot from you right now, dude.
When I heard about this, I wanted to come up with some kind of articulate and thoughtful and, you know, well-debated response. This is just stupid.
Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at @BackseatZach or at @BackseatJay.
That is on Twitter at @BackseatZach and @BackseatJay. You're in the backseat for the Backseat Sports Podcast. I'm Zach Diodati alongside James Troiano, and Adam Tully is with us, but he has been relegated.
Where he belongs.
He has been relegated to the other room. He's behind the window like a suspect that's about to be interrogated.
I feel like a newborn, and you know, the parents are on the other side, you know, and they're looking at all the children there in a row.
We feel like we're looking at the newborn.
Well, that's just stupid.
That doesn't
even make any sense.
But alas, there is...
I just got it.
There's a reason that he's been relegated to the other room, because we have baseball genius Tom Genka.
Very special.
In the studio
guest.
With us this week. And for those of you who are listeners to the Backseat Sports Podcast, regular listeners, you may remember he provided some great analysis of the NBA season when it was beginning, and we had the Chris Paul trade fiasco with David Stern and everything that happened there.
See, every once in a while, we have to up the IQ of the Backseat Sports Show.
And that's when we bring Tom on.
We are just, you know, it started out, it was really just Zach and I.
Right.
And then we just really put the IQ level in the tank when we started putting Tully behind a mic. So every once in a while, we have to even it out. And our friend Tom's a smart guy. He's got a master's in applied statistics.
He's a sexy guy.
So I'm working on it.
Well, the ladies, leave it up to Tully to remind us.
Let me tell you something, man. When we're at the bar and he drops, I have a master's in applied statistics. the panties come off.
Oh,
the panties come off.
And again, and that reminds me, a happy belated St. Patrick's Day to all of our listeners out there.
Yeah.
It's been a weekend of sunshine and drinking and smoking all
weekend. It has just been a great,
long.
A great. Smoking what?
I was going to say, I want to clarify
cigars.
That.
Cigars.
Thank you.
We did not inhale.
We are not all right. That radio show.
It was a great, man. Great spring weekend in Georgia. And you know what that means? Baseball is coming up. And this, for those of you, you know who we're talking about, we're anticipating the baseball preview episode of the show. This is it. We are going to get involved and break down the 2012 baseball season. Fear not if you are a basketball fan. We are aware of the great first weekend of the tournament, the NCAA tournament that has transpired. We're going to touch on that later, but it is time for the baseball preview. This first segment, we're going to break down the NL. James and Tom are going to go division by division. They're going to tell us about some sleeper players. Am I right?
Yeah, we're going to do
some possible busts and who's going to win each division.
Right, and then we'll give you the overall
we're going to tell you what you want to know. And so we're going to start with the NL, and it only makes sense to start in the NL East. And we know whose territory that is. If you're in the NL East, you know who that belongs to.
It's Braves country.
I don't...
James is contemplating what sarcastic remark he wants to come up with.
Is this 1995 or is this 2012?
This is 2012. This is Braves country. You know that.
Is this hard for you to play, Zach? You know, being Seminole.
That's such
that
a
stuff.
Good question, and I've had to deal with it my entire life. But, you know, during the summer, the war chant is music to my ears, and during the fall, it's not. It's that simple.
You just turn on and off like that. It's so easy, can't you?
I have a question.
Spent so much time talking about how we had raised the IQ of the show, and then I just went ruined.
Did they pay that clown at Turner Field who bangs that big drum? Did they pay that guy?
Handsomely.
Or is he a fan?
Handsomely. They get paid.
That's
part of the Tomahawk team, I think is what they're called.
Oh, wow.
Down there at Turner Field.
He gets paid in tickets. So.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
they need to reinvest some of that into the product on the field, because that's not matching.
So
there's the Braves.
The problem is most Braves fans agree with you. So that's the problem.
Well, yeah. All right. They don't agree with me or disagree, because they don't know, because they don't see or watch the team.
For those of you who are not from Atlanta, Turner Field is kind of you probably agree with me. For the home fans, let's be honest, Turner Field is kind of like a out at the club experience when you go to a game on a weekend night, a Friday or Saturday. Tom knows what I'm talking about.
Definitely.
Half the people there are girls in dresses with the fourth beer in hand. They're just hanging out. They're just hanging out.
I like Turner Field. It's a nice field.
I know you do.
It's a nice field.
And I appreciate that. But at Wrigley, Fenway, Yankee Stadium, the list goes on.
It only gets good.
Aren't there.
Let me tell you, it only gets good at Turner Field if it's a close game and the Braves do something in like the seventh inning.
Then it starts to ramp up.
It starts to ramp up. The frat boys start to pay attention. But before that, it's you don't know where you think you're at a country club.
I wish everyone knew how accurate this description is. All right, but let's get down to business.
Right.
Down to brass tacks, guys.
Let's get down to the nuts and bolts.
Look, I think any baseball fan who's been paying attention since the end of last season knows that the Marlins are worth talking about in the NL.
They've made some changes.
They're going to be in a new stadium. They're probably going to have bigger crowds, a better atmosphere.
Well, no. No, they're not.
All right.
They did get a fish tank behind the behind home plate.
They also got Jose Reyes.
That's a win.
And some other good players. So
yeah, they got Jose Reyes.
All right, Tom.
He's going to play in about 100 games.
Tom and James, your sleeper success story as far as players go in the NL East.
Call me a homer, or don't. But John Maybury Jr.
That's a big
of
homer.
The Philadelphia Phillies
of the Phillies
is a sleeper. And if you play fantasy baseball, pick this guy up. Because you can get him late.
What did John Maybury do last
year? Have you heard of this little birdie named Jason Worth?
Yes, I have. Took a fat contract in Washington.
So if you do a blind comparison with Jason Worth's first year in Philly and John Maybury's first year in Philly, less at bats, more home runs, more RBIs, more steals than Jason Worth. And the parallels can be drawn because the Phillies are giving this guy the everyday left field position this year. And we're going to see what he can do over a whole year. And I am betting that we get at least 25 homers and 20 steals.
Well, the numbers don't lie, and you don't have to tell Tom that.
Hey, that's a 2020 guy.
No.
Why don't you do those stats?
No way.
Tom, do you agree or do you have a different sleeper?
I think a really good Philly sleeper is Vance Worley.
Yeah.
But definitely not Maybury. I mean, he doesn't bring enough to provide anything fantasy.
He's no Michael Bourne. He's just not, but he's
the fun that James can have dissing the Braves does not have an end.
All right.
That's something that doesn't have an end.
I have a couple other sleepers and these are only because you can get them late.
Okay. Go ahead.
Lucas Duda of the Mets.
All right.
Who took over the everyday right field position last year when they traded Carlos Beltran and he had a heck of a second half run for them. And he's going to hit for power and
I think anytime a guy steps in behind like an all-star and succeeds, it's a good sign.
You can pretty much bet that he's going to do it over a whole season. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan, Tom and I were talking about this before we got on the air. Jonathan Nease.
Yeah, Jonathan Nease has the advanced.
Tom really
stats
likes Jonathan Nease.
To back it up, you know, there's
from
this,
Jonathan
the
Nease
from the he's from the Mets.
I'm the one trying to keep this all, you know, in the right, you know, canal here.
See, because what'll happen is Tom and I'll start talking to each other in our own little world,
right?
Like everyone else knows.
You
exactly
guys know
what
more than the listeners, and that's why they're listening. So I'm gonna try to, you know, keep. All right, so
and Carlos Zambrano,
you're bust for the NL East.
I have David Wright. He's a big bust.
I have the Florida Marlins.
The entire team?
No, just Jose Reyes and Hanley Ramirez, because they're both overrated.
Oh, that's tough.
Hacks.
Well,
they're both hacks.
I think Reyes, if he's healthy,
He's not going to be healthy.
He never stays.
Guaranteeing a lack of health.
This is the clown that guaranteed himself the batting title by taking himself out of the game. The last game of the season.
Yeah, I don't. That is the opposite of what a competitor is.
That's dishonest.
That's true. So, all right. So your bust is Reyes and Hanley Ramirez,
Chase Utley and Michael Bourne, just to give you somebody from every team.
Okay. Chase Utley, your dog is named after Chase Utley. How dare you?
Ever since I did that man has not been able to use his knees.
Word of advice for the listeners: you name your dog after an athlete,
trouble. It is right. It is I did that.
Tully named his dog
the guy move
after Ilya Kovalchuk.
The team moved.
Immediately after naming that dog Kovey, he gets traded the next season, and the team eventually moves.
Tully.
Did you really do that?
Tully, while you're
That dog name has zero relevance now. While
you're talking, I heard that you went to the Atlanta Car Show today and sat in your own car.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
It was a new one. I've got an 03.
And I saw him. I came to the windshield and I said, I yelled at him.
Yeah, he yelled at me.
I said,
in the middle of the car
show. So that everyone could hear, I said, you own one. Get out and let other people sit in it.
What do you think other people were thinking of you?
Which was kind of like, that's right, I got one.
The guy in the passenger seat must have been like, what a dick.
Exactly. Like, what a just conceited. You're like sitting in your car. You're like, yeah, man, I own one of these.
Okay.
It's pretty nice, isn't it?
It's almost a 10-year difference between what I have and what I sat in.
I forgot how nice this was from like 30 minutes ago when I was in the parking deck. All right, so NL East. All right, division winner, James, do I even need to ask?
No, you don't.
I mean, Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, I think the Phillies.
They're going to win 100 games.
I think the Phillies are going to win it again.
And they picked up Ty Wigginton. And if you don't know who that is, you will.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with you picking them because it's not like it's really – you're not being a homer if they are the favorite.
If they win 100 games every year, are you a homer? No.
No, you're not being a homer if they are the favorite in general. NL Central, guys, your sleepers in the NL Central.
Go ahead, Tom.
I got Castro. Starlin Castro, the shortstop for the Cubs.
Good.
There you go.
I was going to make sure you named position and team, guys.
You're thinking, Castro Cuba. Like, he's
Castro,
dead, right?
Shortstop for the Cubs. Yeah. All right. Sleeper.
And I got Pedro Alvarez, who's the third baseman for the Pirates.
Yeah, I don't know why you have that
now,
guy.
Just so people know, Tom, you're taking Castro from the Cubs. Now, are you going like gold glove angle here or because of his bat?
I think he'll be.
He's not a good fielder. Okay. So you're not doing that.
All right. Yeah. So you're going bat.
Going numbers wise.
Okay.
Stolen bases.
Offensive number. Okay.
Doubles, triples. I think he's going to be probably the best shortstop fantasy wise.
James, you're a sleeper in the NL Central.
Oh, so many.
so many sleepers.
The NL Central. I mean, look, the Reds are going to be good this year.
It's a competitive division, usually.
They got Matt Latos in the offseason. Mm-hmm. And while the ballpark isn't ideal, do you have something better to be doing right now?
No, I got to turn that phone on silent. Got to turn that phone on silent.
I like three Reds that most people don't know about right now, and they will know about them. Matt Latos, Ryan Madsen, who was the former Phillies setup man, was brought in to close there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he wasn't always successful as the Phillies closer, but it never really felt like they were 100% behind him in that role, and I think that affected his psyche because we know that closers are head cases.
Yes.
And finally,
John Rocker comes to mind.
I was going
to
say Rocker.
Yeah, Rocker.
John Rocker.
Rocker's a good example.
What I don't like about New York is the foreigners.
Look, you
those are the days.
Didn't have that problem in Macon, Georgia,
no,
where he was from, but you know, there's your head case closer.
There has to be something wrong with you when you come in, when your team has the lead. You get guys out and you celebrate like you just won the World Series every time.
Jonathan,
and that's what those guys do.
Jonathan Papelbon comes to mind while you're getting used to that one. That guy celebrates more than Tim Tebow.
Yeah, they all do that. And who's the worst? It's Valverde.
Papelbon's really bad.
K-Rod's bad too.
K-Rod's very bad too.
K-Rod's probably the worst.
When you said
relief pitcher from the Mets.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's the worst.
Well, I heard Madsen wasn't even getting opening music to come in to close. Like, he doesn't want any of that.
I'm drawing a blank on his name. The guy with the tattoos and the beard from the Giants.
Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Does he celebrate?
Yeah, he's the worst.
But it's an act.
Okay.
And he's hurt. Well. He's hurt, and I hate that guy.
Wow.
And my other, this is the best sleeper. Drew Stubbs. He's the center fielder for the Reds.
Center fielder
that,
for the Reds.
That is that's a superstar waiting to happen.
When would you draft Drew Stubbs, James?
In fantasy?
Yeah.
I would make sure that I get Drew Stubbs by the eighth round.
Wow.
All right.
That's high, actually.
Make sure that you get him.
Busts for the NL Central.
Bust?
Mm-hmm.
For the NL Central. We got Matt Kemp. Or I do. I don't think he's going to be a first rounder.
That's the NL West, pal.
Oh, sorry. So yeah,
you're in the wrong division.
Yeah.
It's,
Berkman. I have Berkman.
Carlos Beltran, Chris Carpenter of the Cardinals.
Okay.
Both.
All right, so those are the busts for the NL Central. Now, you just now had a lot of good things to say about Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's going to win the division.
You're going out there and you're picking Cincinnati to win the NL Central.
Yeah, because they got a great lineup.
Tom, do you agree?
With Joey Votto.
Yeah, I agree.
Cincinnati, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
Look, the Cardinals... Who did the Cardinals lose in the offseason? Oh, this guy named Albert Pujols. Do you remember that guy? And they traded.
And they traded
Colby Rasmus last season, who we're going to get to later, for Edwin Jackson, just to have him for half a season. I know they won the World Series. They're lucky. They shouldn't have won the World Series. That's why baseball changed the wild card picture.
This guy's real bitter about that last game, really bad.
That is why baseball changed the wild card situation. So you can't have these clown teams like the Cardinals getting in.
It's a 162-game season. You're not a clown team if you make the playoffs in baseball.
You are a clown team if you make the World Series from the wild card in the baseball.
Okay.
You don't deserve it.
Cincinnati for both of them. Philadelphia and Cincinnati. Consensus agreement here for the NL East and the NL Central.
Yes.
Going out 100%. To the left coast, the NL West. Who are your sleepers out there?
The NL West?
Sleepers. Yeah.
Giants pitcher Madison Bumgarner.
All right, so sounds like Giants will be pretty good on the mound.
Bumgarner.
This year.
Bumgarner.
Have you ever seen the movie Rookie of the Year?
Yes.
With Henry Rowan Gardner?
Play it, Zach. Yes.
Funky butt loving.
Yes.
Did you say funky butt loving?
Rookie of the Year, a classic.
Madison Bumgarner, book it, 20 games this year.
Wow.
In the bag.
Be more specific, 20 wins?
Yeah, wins.
20 games isn't impressive if you go 3-17. So
20 wins.
20 wins, being specific. Tom, sleeper for the NL West?
I have a lot. Corey Lubke is the starting pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Does he specialize in lubing keys?
Wow.
I guess
you're so good at what you do.
I guess I should have seen that one coming.
Wow.
No, you shouldn't have, Tom.
Cool.
No, you shouldn't have seen that one coming.
You should never, ever see that coming. That is awful.
Keep going, Tom.
Honestly, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Didn't mean to derail you.
Jason Kubel, who's an outfielder for the Diamondbacks, he's really ripping it this spring.
Yo, 30 bombs, y'all.
Whoa.
From Kubel.
You're so excited.
From Kubel.
I
love baseball.
When baseball season is imminent, James just gets
baseball.
Really
it's
excited.
It's the best thing ever, man.
It's the best
thing I'm buying an iPad just for baseball so I can get the ticket.
So am I. Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
The GameCast thing?
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
That is a good idea.
No, you know that
isn't that app very expensive?
All right, so like,
no.
If you buy the ticket, it's like $300-$400.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy the iPad ticket, it's $100.
$100.
So that it balances out because
can't
the iPad now.
And you can watch it on your PlayStation or Xbox.
Yeah, and you can watch it on your phone.
And
yeah.
The older iPads now are $400, and then you spend another $100. That really balances out.
Well, you'll have it for multiple years, hopefully.
Yeah.
Pays for itself. Yeah, it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. That's like the people that bought PS3s when Blu-ray players first came out and they were $700.
Yeah.
PS3 was $400 and you bought it just to watch Blu-rays on it. I mean, it's the same thing.
The ticket every year, you should think about it. Because there's nothing like when you're a fantasy baseball player.
Hey, listen, Chief, they need to pay you before you go endorsing them, all right?
Look, your player's up to bat, flip on the iPad, watch them bat, and turn it off.
Yeah. No, for means of fantasy baseball,
yeah, it's
definitely.
Great. It's great.
All right, so where were we? NL West busts.
Oh, yeah, I have one more. Sleeper.
Yeah.
One more sleeper. Andre Ethier for the
outfielder
for the Dodgers.
He is a great player.
Yeah. I would get him in like the eighth round. I think he's gonna be one of the
better outfielders this year. People can remember back to 2 years ago, I know it's difficult.
When he went on that streak.
He was the better outfielder than Matt Kemp on that team.
He's going to hit 30.
The more promising outfielder.
Yeah, and I would say he's almost borderline. You can't even call him a sleeper almost.
I know.
You can only call him a sleeper because he had a little bit of a rough year last year.
He had a pretty bad year.
There was trade rumors and all this.
NL West busts.
Tim Lincecum.
Really?
Yep, and Matt Kemp.
Why Lincecum?
He agrees with me, Matt Kemp.
Yeah.
Because he, every year his velocity goes down and he wins less games than the year before.
This guy hates Tim Lincecum.
And it's
going to
happen again.
And because
I don't. I don't hate him because of his hair.
That sounds like quite the accusation.
Cool.
That's weird because James used to have that hair.
Yeah.
He did.
Believe it or not, for those who don't know, for our listeners who don't know, James Troiano used to look like he played for Argentina and had hair like longer than Tim Lincecum.
All right, can I just say this about Tim Lincecum? He's a small guy.
Yeah,
you can't pitch in the major leagues for very many years without getting hurt.
When you have
that small frame, and it's going to happen.
When
eventually.
I first saw him play, the way he throws, I thought, "Whoa, his elbow is going to be just jelly in a matter of time." Yeah. And the way he throws is just
He's
stressful looking.
He probably has a good throwing motion for his body size. Honestly, it probably is good for stress because it looks like it's not the torque on his arm is not as bad. But look, he's gonna win less games than last year, strike out less people than last year, and that equates to a bust in my opinion.
Tom,
this is a guy who was in a Cy Young conversation.
Is Lincecum also on your NL West bust?
No, I just have Kemp. I think Lincecum, he's going to downgrade a little bit, but he's so consistent.
He's so consistent because he's on Tom's fantasy baseball team in our main league. You got to defend him if he's your guy. So.
All right, so Matt Kemp. Okay, so division winner in the NL West.
The AZ Diamondbacks.
All right.
Boom.
Yeah, I have the Diamondbacks really close to the Giants, but I think the Diamondbacks got it.
So you guys agree all the way across the board on the NL division winners, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, and Arizona. A lot of turnover now in the playoffs, and that doesn't always happen with baseball year to year. Newer teams, you know, like it does in the NFL.
I mean, but the Giants are going to be good, but any team that starts Melky Cabrera in their outfield is not a playoff team in my opinion. So I can't do that.
That is an indirect Braves diss.
It's not.
Yes, it is, and you know it. That's an indirect Braves diss because they did it a few years ago.
If he was on the Braves, it would be a Braves diss.
First of all, the Milkman had a pretty good year last year.
The Milkman. All right, now that we've wrapped up the NL divisions, I need wild card teams from you guys in the NL.
NL wild card?
Yeah, so we've got Philadelphia, Cincinnati,
Cardinals,
and Arizona.
Cardinals and Giants.
Cardinals and who? Giants?
Yeah.
Tom?
I got Braves and Giants.
Braves and Giants. All right. Going hometown here.
I thought about Braves. I did. But I want to see the pitching this year.
Okay.
Because it's young.
That's fair.
It's young, and I want to see
we'll
it perform.
We'll be talking baseball all summer, and you know,
you want to see our pitching this somebody year? Somebody else remember the NL West, Adam Wainwright. He's back, and he's going to win 20 games.
No, well, I have him as my Cy Young.
Do you know that he's pitched?
You know what?
He's pitched.
You know what we're going to do?
He hasn't allowed a run this
year. I'm going to go ahead and tell the listeners that we're going to do a follow-up show with Tom All-Star Game Weekend, and we're going to talk about what was right and what was wrong.
Can we do MVP and Cy Young?
Yeah, MVP in the NL, guys.
Ryan Braun.
Yeah, I got Braun.
Ryan Braun, both you guys?
Easily the best. He's just the best player in the NL. Matt Kemp robbed him last year. That was ridiculous. He's on a speaking
team. I agree with that, but do you think that there's going to be a little something extra because of the off-the-field, off-season drama he's gone through?
Instead of 115 RBIs, he's going to have 125 RBIs.
Cy Young in the NL.
I have Wainwright.
James?
That is really bold, but I like it. I like where your head's at.
Look, you know how I love Wainwright.
All right.
You know that.
Cole Hamels. Here's why.
Oh, Nicole Hamels. Oh,
here's why. Here's
Come
why. Here's why.
Homerville.
He's not the
that,
best
I will,
pitcher.
I will
his,
homer
no,
you that.
On it. Why?
I will homer why? You on that.
Because the Phillies have three aces?
No.
Why?
No.
Here's aces. Why. Can I tell you why before you get all up in my stuff?
You have 30 seconds to
all
tell
right,
me why.
All right, here's why. Because while, yes, he's not the best pitcher on his own team, he's going to have the best, most productive year because he's in a contract year.
Okay.
All right.
First of all,
he's overshadowed by Halladay and Lee. Get out of here.
He's not
no
overshadowed by anybody. He's not overshadowed. He's not. He's a man, and he's his own man, and he's going to win the Cy Young.
James wants us to know that Cole Hamels is a man. That's what we learned in that
Thank
segment.
Thank you.
Those are your NL picks. You guys said Cincinnati, Philadelphia, and Arizona division winners. Atlanta and
Giants
as your wild card teams. James, you had the Giants and the Cardinals.
You watch out for the Nats.
MVP Ryan Braun, Cy Young Wainwright, and Hamels.
Watch out for the Braves to finish last in the division.
That was the NL. We've got a lot more coming up. Obviously, we're only halfway through. Gonna break down the AL in the next segment on the Backseat Sports Podcast.
Listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at backseatzach or at backseatj.
That is on Twitter at backseatzach and at backseatj, Z-A-C and J-A-Y. You're back in the backseat. The Backseat Sports Podcast. I'm Zach Diodati with James Troiano, Tom Ganka, baseball genius. Is that what we called him?
Yeah.
Statistician. He's with us also, and that means that Tully is regulated to the other room, as we mentioned earlier.
The penalty box.
There
you go. I'll go with that.
We broke down the NL in the last segment. Division winners, MVPs, Cy Youngs. stuff like that. Now it's time for the AL, and as we said before the segment started, the AL East, what do we say, James? It's loaded. It is packed with... excitement.
Yeah.
With prognostication coming into this 2012 baseball season. So let's just jump right into it. Sleepers, guys, in the AL East.
Let me just start with this guy, because this is like the ultimate sleeper, I think, in all of baseball this year.
Wow.
Colby Rasmus.
Wow.
I am telling you right now, Colby Rasmus will be an all-star starter in July.
An all-star starter from the Blue Jays?
Yes, from the Toronto Blue Jays.
I think he's a little
bit. Who beat the Phillies today?
That was spring training talk you just got. Spring training talk in your face.
That's right. Hey, you know what? I don't have a lot to trash talk with the Blue Jays.
Well, that's because the Leafs are still in.
You
have nothing to trash talk with since 1996.
Yeah. James, I was trying to tell you about this last night. Have you heard? I tried to tell you. This girl, Tom, you seen this?
I think I've seen this.
Dedicated a song to Colby Rasmus a few years ago, and it's beyond terrible.
We need to get this. We need to get this recorded every time I talk about Colby Rasmus. Yo, she's dead on. Yo, no, don't hate. Don't hate because she's first. Don't hate because she's first. Because that's not going to be weird.
Look at her. Look at her. No, hold on. Now they're just showing highlights of him diving and making a catch.
But he's got the tools.
We're going to come back to her and her... She filmed this in her backyard. It's sad, but it's cute.
What? Let me see her. Does she dance during
this? Yeah, she does. She wears a Colby Rasmus shirt. She made this whole thing. That's probably her getting an autograph from him. This is sad.
Isn't he from Georgia?
Is he?
He's from Columbus, Georgia.
He's from here?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yes.
There she is. I mean, really a lot of production value here. But I will key this in so that
I'm embarrassed for her after watching that.
For any of you who haven't seen this, this is some girl from St. Louis when he was still playing for the Cardinals, made a fan video. Search Colby Rasmus fire burning in the outfield.
Yo, seriously.
You want to see something funny?
All-star starter.
Does she think he's cute or something? Because he looks
that's
like
what it's about.
Goober.
So you really think
Adam wants us to know he doesn't find Colby Rasmus attractive.
At all.
All right.
But he does look good in the Jays uniform though.
Compared to who?
Me.
Compared to what attractive
you and I
man.
Pat Borders.
Yes.
Pat Borders.
Joe Carter. Roberto Alomar.
Baseball is very, very good to me.
Oh my god.
All right, Colby Rasmus is a AL East sleeper. Tom, you going the same way?
No, I think it'll be good. I can't see him hitting more than 25 home runs.
That's
so.
First of all, that's a lot of home runs. So if he hits 25, wasn't that's in the late 90s.
Maybe 20. I mean, they got a good hitting coach.
He's gonna hit 25, and he's going to steal 20. Be a defensive all star. Probably be a Gold Glover.
Wow. This will definitely be something we touch on when we do our All-Star Weekend show.
I don't play around with Colby Rasmus.
He doesn't play around with Colby Rasmus.
I'm going to pump up Tully here and tell him about Brett Lowry.
Yeah.
The third baseman for the Blue Jays. This is my sleeper. First one.
You're educating me here. This is good. I need to know this.
Yeah, I think he's a 2020 guy.
I think
20 homers, 20 steals.
I think he's going to hit 30 bombs.
That's wow. A little more than
bombs.
Me.
Can you tell him to stop calling him bombs?
We've always called
James,
him bombs.
James, will you start calling him bombs more often?
Can I call
thank
him?
You. No, thank you. What are you doing?
What do you like better, dingers?
Yeah. You want to call it a dinger?
How about I call him no doubters?
Yeah. Call it a frozen rope to the 10th row. A frozen rope. You heard that term?
No. How about, can I call
Tully him, hasn't heard that
how
term.
How about souvenirs?
No. Souvenirs. Yeah.
Is that like Larry Munson? Like
no, a frozen boot? Rope means they hit like a line drive home run. Because if a rope is frozen... It's usually, it doesn't have
I
mean,
to be
I don't know, whatever.
I got a bunch of hockey ones that are pretty stupid, but I mean, sure.
I'm sure you do. They came up, you know, by Canadians. Yeah. I mean, you know, they'd have to be.
A little nine of hearts.
All right,
Lowry and Rasmus, and both Blue Jays for your sleepers.
Don't sleep on Andy Pettit this year either.
Okay.
I'm in a coma from Andy Pettit. too much sleep.
He slept on him too much.
An oldie but a goodie.
Busts for the AL East.
I got a couple Yankees.
All right.
Yeah, I seem to have a lot of Yankee busts. Granderson.
What does that tell
Curtis
you?
Curtis Granderson,
yeah.
Outfielder for the Yankees.
Tom's going Granderson for AL East
busts. I'm going with the Yankees blockbuster acquisition, Michael Pineda. the starting pitcher.
I agree.
I think that's going to be a bust.
Yeah, because look, he pitched in Seattle. He had nice numbers for a rookie, but he did give up the long ball a lot. And that's, if you're giving up the long ball in Seattle, you're in trouble.
In New York.
Yeah, when like a four-year-old T-baller can hit a home run to right field in Yankee Stadium.
You mean a dinger.
Yeah.
Yeah. You meant to call it a dinger.
A smackaroo.
A bomb.
Yeah. A.
A four bagger.
Guys were going yard on Pineda.
I just looked up Lowry. Dude, he's the lowest paid player on the Blue Jays. So that is,
well, you can only be a sleeper if you're the lowest paid player on your team.
He makes the least amount.
He's a player.
Tully wants us to know that if you're the lowest paid player, that means you make the least amount.
There is nobody on the team.
Is that what that means?
That makes less than him.
nicely said.
First base coach makes more.
Nicely.
Probably.
Probably.
The vendor.
All right.
What does he make? What does he make?
It was like $414,000, according to my stats.
I'm sorry?
$414,000.
That's not a lot for a baseball player.
It's not a lot at all.
All right, you guys are going Pineda and Granderson for busting the AL East, but this is a pack. This is going to be a competitive division.
This is a great division.
Who's going to win it?
The Yankees.
All right, the Yankees. So you're going bust with the Yankees, but they still got plenty of depth, I guess. If you're still calling for them to win the division.
Yeah, look, they got plenty of depth. They got a lot of starting pitching.
Now they have pitching depth, too. Yeah,
They have pitching depth. They have bullpen depth. And they have a great lineup.
Tommy, you going Yankees, too?
Yeah, I got Yankees winning that division.
Hey, tell me where we're finishing. Third?
I think you make, like, you're on the cusp of wild card.
Third in the division, but it's going to be enough for the wild
card. Stop trying to spoil the end of the segment, Tully.
Yeah.
Right, we're gonna get to that, all right?
All right.
We're going to get to that. AL Central, guys. Your sleeper's there.
There's another big time outfield sleeper in the NL Central. I think Tom
AL
knows
Central.
Who I'm sorry. Yeah, AL Central. Yeah. I think Tom knows where I'm going with this. His name's Brennan Bosch.
Ooh, yeah.
He's an outfielder for.
Like that
he's
guy.
Another. He's another 30 home run candidate.
Who does he play for?
Plays for the Tigers.
All right, I gotta keep you guys on track.
Outfielder for the Tigers.
I didn't get that far.
And I think the reason why James likes him so much. I mean, they got Prince Fielder, so he's gonna hit before Prince
second.
Fielder.
Second, he's gonna hit second in that lineup before Miguel Cabrera.
Mm-hmm.
Their lineup stacked.
That is big time. I mean, that's a great lineup. Austin Jackson, Brennan Bosch,
Alex Avila, who's another sleeper. The catcher.
Yeah, Miguel Cabrera, Prince Fielder, and then Alex Avila.
All right, it sounds like you guys have good things to say about the Tigers. Who are your busts?
Bust?
Dude, I have another sleeper.
All right.
I have two more sleepers.
I actually don't really have any busts. I kind of have all sleepers.
I have two more sleepers, and they're both on the Indians.
Okay.
I don't know if this really, this guy only counts as, all right, first of all, I don't know if you know who Sin-Soo Choo is, the Indians outfielder. Tom and I have been talking about this guy. He's a guy who puts up like a 2020 season every year no one knows about. So
because it's Cleveland.
It's not really a sleeper, but it's a sleeper because like people need to know about this guy.
Okay.
He should be an all-star this year.
He had a bad last year. He got a DUI and then he broke his pinky.
That'll ruin anyone's
year. That's bad stat. That's bad stat. He had a one in the DUI column. That's not a good number.
Now the other guy who I think is gonna,
the statistician over here is laughing.
shut up and let me talk. Thank you.
James gets really testy when he's not allowed to speak.
Well, like what are you doing right now? I'm trying to give you.
I'm keeping you on track. Tell me the sleeper
are
now.
Is that now? Okay, Ubaldo Jimenez.
Okay, is that a sleeper?
Yeah. Here's why. Because last year he was awful. The year before that he was like. In the Cy Young conversation.
Well, he was too busy filming commercials where he couldn't find a keychain with his name Ubaldo on it.
Yeah.
So he lost his focus a little bit. Yeah. Tully thought that was funny.
First world problems.
First world problems. All right, you guys, it doesn't sound like you guys, have...
I do have a bust.
Okay, go ahead.
His name's Derek Lowe.
No, he's a sleeper for me.
He's not
a sleeper.
Hey, he also had a one in the DUI column. What do you know?
He's so much... Not he shouldn't even
it's
be
the AL sin.
He's so awful that it shouldn't even be a bust. He's in the garbage pile.
So awful. He shouldn't be a bust.
We need like a garbage pile.
Well, in order to be a bust, you have to have expectations. I think Fielder is going to be a bust. You can only be a bust after that contract.
That's the only person I wrote down for bust.
Fielder? No, stop.
Yeah,
30 or 40 jacks.
He called him a jack. Now
is that a bust, Adam? 40 dingers.
I mean, how much is he making this year?
He's making enough.
He's in the middle of what, like a $9 billion contract?
Yeah, he should be catching as well. He should be the catcher. I mean, he should be doing everything for that
he
money.
He has to play first base, so...
Well, he should be doing both for that money.
Did you hear that wisdom over there?
Yeah.
I don't like how much Roberto Luongo's getting paid in Vancouver. He needs to play center too. He's doing it at the same time.
Anywhere near
you get out of the net. You when you make a save, you carry that thing out of the neutral zone. All right, you earn your money.
Well, I mean, it's like, how did the Tigers come up with this money to pay for Prince Fielder, and the Pujols got, you know what, $200 million? It's just like
capitalism.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Didn't we make that joke a couple months ago that he is worth more than the actual city of Detroit?
Oh, right. Well, that's not hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, that's city.
I think the Backseat Sports podcast is worth more than the city of Detroit.
We won't make any friends in Detroit with this podcast.
No, I mean, how is
that Detroit? That is just a god awful city. Like, yeah. That is just a city that I have just no desire to go to at all. Like,
yeah.
For any reason.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
All right, guys, who's going to win the AL Central?
Oh.
Detroit.
Man, this is easy.
Well, that's. I'm shocked.
The Indians, because they have
Major League 2.
I mean, look, the Indians have this. I don't know if you've heard of this ace horse named Derek Lowe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're going to ride that guy. They're going to ride that guy to the playoffs. And if he wins 30 games this year, that's not enough. He might win 35 or 40. Okay.
Look.
All right, Detroit. You guys go in Detroit. The Tigers.
Yeah.
Got to be the Tigers.
All right.
Easy mode.
Okay. Out West.
Yeah.
The AL West. The small division.
See, look. Here's the
always
thing the
competitive.
AL. The
always competitive.
It's not, the AL is not as interesting because the good teams, you know who they're going to be already. There's no, like, there's no drama here.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you get to the wild card.
We're NL guys here. Let's just admit, NL guys.
Yeah. The AL West sleepers. Eric Ibar.
Okay, Tom.
What?
Shortstop.
Tom didn't like that one.
Who? Shortstop.
Excuse me?
Shortstop, Anaheim Angels. Shortstop, Los Angeles, Angels of Anaheim, Los Angeles of Orange County.
The Anaheim Angels of Anaheim.
The Anaheim Celestial Beings of San Bernardino County. Tom, sleeper in the AL West.
Probably my biggest sleeper is Derek Holland, who's a pitcher for the Rangers.
Okay.
And he had a pretty good playoffs last year, and he's been lining it up.
He's going to be the Rangers' ace. So you can figure
just remember
out
where, that name. He's probably, you know, when
everybody loves you, and so do I.
Go Rangers.
When you go from CJ Wilson to Derek Holland being your best pitcher, you might be in trouble. So
what was CJ Wilson before he went to the Rangers? He was a nobody.
He was. Yeah.
Tom showed some faith in that organization.
Everybody was a nobody before they were something. So that doesn't make any sense.
No, but the Rangers.
Was Albert Pujols before he was the best player in baseball?
But my point is that the Rangers have probably the best offense in baseball, and they've had it for the past like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Well. All right.
All right. Well.
We disagree.
Okay.
We agree to disagree.
The AL West.
Bust. Mike Napoli.
Wow. I have Jared Weaver. Big bust.
Jared Weaver's all right.
Starting pitcher for the Angels.
All right. Yeah.
All right, Napoli and Weaver. Who's going to win that small division out there out West?
I have the Angels.
That team that we...
The heavenly bodies of the South Southern California metropolis. The Anaheim Angels. Now, let me ask you something, James. Now, this is really getting into the nitty-gritty details of the 2012 baseball season.
Yeah.
Is Albert Pujols going to play a leading role in the Angels winning that division?
I don't.
I'll let you think about it if you need to.
Yeah. No. He's not.
What?
Because Eric Ibar is going to lead.
I guess I forgot about Eric Ibar.
I'm just kidding. Yes, of course. Man,
right.
Pujols going to hit.
All right.
Pujols going to have a career.
So listen, you guys both agree. Angels, Tigers, Yankees.
Yeah.
Division winners.
Boom.
Who are two wild card teams, guys,
boom,
in the AL?
Who do you got, James?
I got two teams out of the AL East.
Crazy. Crazy talk.
The Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
The Rays. The Rays who no longer sting anyone.
The Toronto Blue Jays.
The Rays baby. Of Sunshine and the Blue Jays. Tully's happy to hear that.
So you're telling me I actually have something to cheer for now?
Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win.
Oh, we still got 162 games
to
go.
They're going to win 80 games, 85 games.
All right.
Can I ask a question? Are the Royals, Reds, and Pirates still going to be completely awful?
Well, we just said earlier that Cincinnati was going to win the NL Central, so I guess you haven't been listening. We'll turn his mic down.
Yeah.
All right. So
the all right. The
now Lacoste's phone is ringing. Look at that.
Hey, babe. Hey, I'm recording the podcast right now.
This is unbelievable.
I'm seriously doing that.
I'm recording this podcast.
This will never be a live show.
Yeah. I'm going to Taco Bell when I leave here.
You need to get paid for all these endorsements
all right,
you're
I'm
making.
I'm going to get you a... okay, shut up on me.
That was... Wow.
Someone's not happy. They want their five-layer burrito. Wow. And they want it now.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Right. I don't even know where we were.
Yeah, we were. Look, to answer your question, though, you're an idiot for asking about the Reds. The Royals are going to be bad. The Pirates are going
to
be
Make
good.
Sure they know you're talking to Tully.
Wait, you think the Royals are going to be bad? Like,
yeah.
Real bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very bad.
I think their pitching's really bad.
He asked us if the Reds were going to be bad again. We just said earlier they were going to win the NL Central. Both of you said that. He was probably watching TSN.ca.
He was probably looking at the Blue Jays.
No. Don't try to respond. Your mic is down. No, don't try to do that.
Look at that face.
Oh, he's watching Game Center.
He wants it back on. He's looking at Blue Jay spring training box scores.
No, he's not.
He's not paying attention.
We wish he was. Your wild card teams, James, are the Rays and the Blue Jays. Tom,
I have the Rangers, and I'm going to give Tully one more vote here with the Blue Jays.
Rangers and Blue Jays. It's going to be an interesting dynamic to see play out in the playoff race when you have two wild card spots open. That's going to be interesting.
AL MVP.
Coming down the stretch. AL MVP, guys.
I have Robinson Cano. Sorry.
Love him. Love him.
Why do you love
him? Love that Cano.
He's all right.
He's okay.
He's not an MVP.
He's gonna go
canoeing all around the.
I can't wait to replay this at a later date because that's just stupid.
How?
Well, good thing I'm in charge
How
of audio
is that
production.
Stupid?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just dumb because Albert Pujols is in the AL.
All right, no, that's fair. That's fair.
If you're
just going chalk and you're not being creative, then you know.
Cy Young.
Yeah, Cy Young
I'm
for the AL.
Not being creative.
Go ahead, Cy Young for the AL.
So you have Albert.
You don't get creative with the MVP, man.
Cy Young, the Cynthia Young.
I have
the AL.
I got
a repeat performance.
Verlander
from JV.
He's dominant.
From Verlander. I wish I had the audio here of Kate Upton saying, "Justin Verlander, what are you doing in here?"
What's that from?
It's from the new commercial for MLB 2K12.
Oh yeah.
Anyone who hasn't seen Kate Upton in any of the 90 commercials she's in is really missing out. Just go look that up. Just go to YouTube. Kate Upton commercial. She should pay us for an endorsement now.
Adam just looks at naked pictures online.
Of David Beckham or Kate Upton? Which one did you mean?
I don't know.
Mike is still not up. Don't try that. Mike is stopped. We're gonna bring you back for Hottie and Naughty because you're Naughty.
Defend himself. So.
All right. Listen, guys. Yeah. Great stuff. Both of you, James and Tom, giving us a great analysis and forecasting. Of the AL and NL. You guys want to throw in just a World Series champion prediction?
World Series. I hate to say it. Phillies and Rangers.
I'm going to say.
And I think that
Tigers.
The Rangers do it.
No, I'm not going to say Tigers. I can't do it. Just off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
Angels.
Yeah, Angels could do it too.
Phillies.
All right. We'll see. We are going to be back for our. Our All-Star Weekend show where we find out who was right and wrong and what they nailed there halfway through the season. We've got Hadi and Adi coming up next on the Backseat Sports Podcast.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter @BackseatZach or @BackseatJ.
That is on Twitter @BackseatZach and BackseatJ, Z-A-C and J-A-Y. This is Hottie and Naughty. Who had a bad week? Who had a great week? And let's start with the obvious, shall we? 15 seeds in the NCAA tournament. It only happened 4 times in history that a 15 had beaten a 2. And then on Friday night, we get it twice. The 5th and 6th time ever with Lehigh beating Duke. And Norfolk State beating Missouri. Things didn't work out as well for Norfolk State this evening as we record. But really just incredible that something had happened only 4 times in sports history before. And we get it twice in one day. So hats off to them, those coaches, and those players. Our first Naughty, the Orlando Magic. James, we know why, right?
Yeah, because they told Dwight Howard that if he re-signs... he can have control over who the coach and GM is. That's nuts. Why not make him the coach and GM?
That's so... You are if you know, you are in effect. You're the de facto GM.
You're making him the co-owner of the team.
I was really, really disappointed more than anything else when I heard that. That's if I was Van Gundy, I quit immediately. Immediately.
Yeah.
And I just tell them that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable that you tell a player that he can fire me in the offseason.
Well, you know, they went out and they were like, oh, it's not true.
Yeah, those were just big rumors. I hope that we never see something like that again. Yeah. Tully, your mic is on. We brought you back up. Tully suggested, campaigned, labored for this Hottie nomination. Tully, who is it?
Steven Stamkos.
And who is he? Goals. Since no one knows who he is.
Say it loud and proud, Adam. Loud and proud.
I would just like to point out, I did not recognize a single player you mentioned in the whole baseball thing. Not a single guy.
Well, there are more people that know all those guys
Prince
we mentioned
Fielder,
than Steven Stamkos.
Prince Fielder. I recognize that. Everybody else? No, cool.
Good.
Steven
good
Stamkos got 50 goals anyways this year, which is very... I mean, come on. You
back-to-back
guys
seasons with 50 goals.
That's a Hottie.
That's pretty good. All I remember is that last season, probably about 35 of them took place against Atlanta. So the fact that he did it this year without playing Atlanta is very impressive. Because that's where he's done most of his damage.
He's dynamic now, right?
Yeah, he is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I guess you could say he's pretty good. James, do you have opinions on the Dolphins? Because they're one of our naughties. They haven't exactly been managing this offseason to the fullest of their GMing capabilities.
I think there's an all-time naughty.
I don't know if they're just...
Oh,
are they
wow.
I think that they might actually be just deciding that they're not going to play this year with a quarterback.
They're going to play the Wild Dolphin formation.
Prince
the
Fielder,
season.
Prince Fielder's going to do it. It's going to be that much.
He has to. He's got to earn his money.
If you get paid that
so,
much.
So this afternoon, we find out Matt Flynn, of the 500 yards in mop-up duty fame, went to the Seahawks. They traded Brandon Marshall, and they're not going to get Peyton Manning.
So they might have to settle for Alex Smith. As their
you know,
starter.
After this year's playoffs,
stop,
I think Alex
stop.
Deserves better than to someone say
stop,
they're settling on
stop.
Him.
They are.
No.
They're not. What? They're not. What are they? Actively. They're settling.
He's pretty solid.
They weren't actively pursuing him and to land him, so they're settling for him because they're getting stuck with him, whether you want to say that or not.
No, but you're comparing it to
they
what
are.
They
right, Tom? They're getting stuck with them.
They
no.
wanted to go after Peyton Manning, so everything is settling if
well,
you don't get Manning.
Stupid, and they had no chance to begin with. And they
wow.
Yeah, Peyton just came out and was like, I'm definitely not going out.
He's like, he's like this not. Franchise sucks, and you traded Brandon Marshall.
You're yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, what, all right. Wait. So that's not settling. You two.
Alex
you
Smith,
you both do
how
not
is that
agree.
Settling. That's bad. That's just a bad move.
Yeah. Yeah. It's settling. He's agreeing
no,
with me.
I,
I'd rather start
like,
Matt Moore.
I like Alex.
Yeah. I would too.
I like Alex.
I would.
Well, all right. But listen, it's all relative. Who else are they going to get?
They're
Flynn's gone
yeah,
and Peyton Manning's not coming.
For him.
Flynn's gone and Peyton Manning's not coming. Who else do you get that's better than Alex Smith?
People are assuming that Matt Flynn is good, and that's up in the air at this point.
Can you throw over 500 yards and be bad?
All right.
Against
think about this. Would Pete Carroll recruit Matt Flynn at USC? No. So
he's not from California.
Why would you sign
you
him as your
that?
To be your NFL quarterback?
Okay, well, Matt Flynn
well, why would you want your NFL quarterback to
well,
be someone that you wouldn't
what?
Even recruit to play for your college
Matt,
team?
Matt Flynn won a national championship at LSU and Pete Carroll didn't that year.
Stop.
So.
Stop. Yeah, because it was all Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn was a big part of that team.
No, he wasn't.
Trust me on that.
No,
one.
He wasn't.
Yes, he was.
I watched,
Ryan Perilloux was more of a liability than anything else that year for LSU. They had a great defense, but Matt Flynn was a great quarterback that year. Clutch plays
yeah.
all season long.
Jamarcus Russell's really good, too.
I didn't say anything about Russell.
Well, we're talking about how
good LSU quarterbacks
LSU quarterback
are.
LSU quarterback keeps turning them out.
Matt Flynn.
Was Jamarcus Russell a big part when they won the national championship?
He didn't win a national championship.
I mean, when they won the whatever they won, it's the Sugar Bowl.
They didn't win. Oh, when they won the Sugar Bowl. Yeah, you backed into that one. You were grasping bad. That's Hottie and Naughty. The Hotties are the 15 seeds and Steven Stamkos. What a week in Hottie and Naughty.
Good Mark Montario.
And, all right, yeah. That's it.
Hey, baby, just I love you. Hey, baby, I love you. I'll be home soon with this, with that Taco Bell.
All right, I told you they need to pay you for these endorsements. That was Hottie and Naughty. That was the Backseat Sports Podcast. I'm Zach Diodati, James Troiano, Adam Tully. Tom, thanks again for joining us this week. That was the baseball preview blockbuster episode.
Baseball. Blah, blah, blah.
And again, whether you're listening, calm down. Whether you're listening on RadioExiles.com or on iTunes, thanks again. Next week, we will be absent. We will return the first weekend in April with another episode as baseball season gets started. We will see you in 2 weeks.